You're listening to DJ 0213
in the mix.
I still do not know how to swim, but you are a sea of kisses that I am not afraid to drown. I let your love fill my lungs. I suffocate, lose my breath, and I whisper, cuss at the wind, saying with her, I do not need air no more. Just her affection, that H2O I did not know. Falling in love would bless a boy with fins, bless a boy with gills. Giving up your life to an ocean is a dangerous thrill. So for you, these lungs are
kill. So many words when unspoken, left alone in the midst of the wind and the waves. Singing, is this love really true? Is it worth all the pain? I guess I'll find that out with you. So don't rescue me, I am sinking deep. This ocean love is drowning me.
Ever seen a boy spill secrets through an ocean? She tucks them carefully behind her waves and surfs them away. Washed on the shores of an island she calls lost memory, she forgets and she forgives. Our friends are lifeguards, but I beg them not to save me, leave me, let me. My enemies laughed at me, mocked at my inability to float, that I didn't know any stroke that I lack styled. But who's laughing now? They can't even hold their breath long enough to survive under the pressures of love. They choke, but we breathe it. See, you bless the boy with fins, bless the boy with gills. I've heard tales of pirate men, those before me, the exes that attempted to mark her spots, but she tells them no, becomes more salt than water, her rejection summons a tsunami.
See, she isn't weak,
she's an angry ocean, but my body is a cube of sugar that turns salt water sweet. The ocean, with all her glory.
Don't rescue me, I am sinking deep. This ocean love is drowning me. So let me drown, let me drown, let me drown. Let me drown deep in
you. You were never mine to keep. I wonder if he will love you like I do. Does his lips taste as sweet and as dangerous as mine? Nectar mixed with poison, poised with youthful elegance. Kissing you was not perfect. It was pointless. You pointed to me as the cause of your perils. I just wanted to prove my worth to you. This is a parable, not for you, but for the first time, I am brave enough to write this for me. Closure never sounded this good. You left holes that only the great architect can fill. I punched holes in my bedroom wall. Unlike Jericho, these walls will never fall for anyone. I know I stumbled. Now I am no longer afraid to let go. I'm a rebel who never conforms. My love is trouble. It hardly reforms. Your past lovebird was not like other men. I was a hurricane. Closure never sounded this good. We suffocated each other. An influenza, we were each other's disease. Forced to have but could not cure. Because of you, I learned that even good people can fail at loving each other. I'm no perfect gentleman. Your new man isn't either. I wish I could snip his fingertips so that he can never feel the soft in your skin. I wish the tip of his privates gets spliced in a bear trap so that he can never feel the sweet locked beneath your shin. Wait. No, I'm kidding. Do this instead. Look him in the eye. Tell him he is the only man you can see. Treat him better than you did. I am now letting go. I will set you off with a prayer. Set you free like the pigeons we imagined we would uncage on our fake wedding day. I will let you fly. I will say goodbye. Closure never sounded this good. Soft on the outside, yet hard on the inside. She's a popcorn.
Zewire, oil, heat, and spice.
What she wants in a guy is so precise. Her body is refined and her character hard to find. I know it's quite nice. Yup, she's different. Not like her girlfriends with boiled attitudes or her homegirls with roasted skin. She's prepared differently, served with a side of decency. From infancy, she was molded with an effort. Her parents took their time, not to finish last, but so that she could last. Slowly sowing her in solid ground, reaping her off that gracious cobe, and laying her flaws to dry under the golden African sun. She was made gorgeously. Only one could cultivate such beauty. She's beautiful. I said she's beautiful. She uses her beauty to fool men's worldly view.
She's a popcorn.
Ordinary men to her are the blindest, and players are rendered to be a virus. She says, Mama told me these boys are nothing but ravenous wolves who try to woo me, pull me, try to chew me, but their lies can't crack her rough exterior, her shell so hard and their teeth inferior. She's hard to crack, yet smooth by touch, Monga. Originate from her mouth, cause who she is speaks louder than her own voice. Original. Popcorn smart, she's inverse of blonde, she's golden, like the finest oil tapped in the mountains of Asia. Skin like it was bathed in the milk of Australia. Just hugging her feels foreign. This girl fries my thoughts, takes me back and forth to the moment my own mother embraced me.
She reads me like left to right. Not shallow, cause her hopes are too deep. Even when I'm low, she gets me.
You are oil,
heat and spice.
She's a popcorn. Popcorn.
Yeah, you special girl. I know Peter told you that there are many fish in the sea, but in my defense, there are few dolphins, can't you see? Girl, you're a catch, your life I long to spice like Christ, that's precise. Tenderize your heart each time I gaze into your tender eyes. So please be mine, and I'll appreciate you. Be the butter for my worst, the snack for my yearning emotions, the food for my thoughts, be my popcorn.
In her eyes, a simple girl who's just as wise, cause what she wants is so precise. Popcorn.
Now that's poetry.
Which one are you? Which one is me? Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one of me? Say that.
Friends.
God, please, oh please, let her breathe my way. If she sing my song today, I can be okay. See, I understand the message in the song she write. I was really happy for her when she won tonight. She a rebel for the struggle, fighting just like me. I know she down to sing at the cookout, free. I was kind of disappointed with the song she wrote. Went to a website, wrote a long ass note. She done made $1 million, but she down to earth. She be rocking Chuck Taylors in a thrift store purse. Signing autographs to the park was dark. I know it's kind of hard when they love your art. In the magazine, they be twisting up the facts. But her response was fat. I like how she come back. She be singing for the world, sharing all the pain. When she fell up in the game, shit changed. Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one of me?
Friends.
Folk in the face like she ain't the same. Still the same bitch, she just changed her name. She don't really like to hang around with us no more. Wasn't nothing like that back in 94. She be falling in the spot with a fat ass grin. Now she roll a bin, she don't need no friend. She only really made it cause her skin is light. Don't nobody really understand that shit she write. She done made $1 million, she can give us some. She be having fun, shit we wanna have fun. Seen her early in the morning looking bad as hell. Gonna be looking really funny when the shit don't sell. Airport, about to miss a flight. Four carry-ons talking about pack life. Ooh, please, oh please, get a queen of tea. Only come to the show cause I get in free. Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one are me? Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Folk in my face, I'm a superstar. Niggas hang around cause of who I are. Get a lot of love cause of what I got. Say they happy for me, but they really not. Sell a lot of records and I roll the bins. Fall up in the spot, now I'm losing friends. All I wanna do is get the world my heart. Record label try to make me compromise my art. Make $1 million, make $1 million more. Tax time, come around, steal a nigga poke. I wanna say wait, but I'm scared to ask. My world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Try to stay sane, it's the price of fame. Spending my life trying to numb the pain. I shake that load off and sing my song. Liberate the minds, then I'm going on home.
This poem is not a diss.
This poem is not a diss.
But a piece to inspire you as I pour out my heart to my unborn child. This poem shall begin without a title, but in the end it shall be revealed, unveiled, uncovered. So stay tuned.
Pay attention, pay attention.
Listen up, child. Dream. Dream big. Talk big. Act big. But don't you ever be notorious. Promise daddy that you will never puff or become a bad boy living a life so rough, rugged, and raw. Would you promise me to never live a life that never has enough of you until you get handcuffed or locked in, a cuff in your early youth? Walk in the steps of your father. Please make me U-turn. And if you make me a proud daddy, I will give you daddy's show key. Yes, that is show key. Challenges and discouragements will always come. Some to make you frown, others to pull you down. But please don't stoop down. Spread your wings and fly like an usher. Soar with the eagles. Maybe not super egos. But if you fail, if you fail, waste no time crying like Mod 9, cause life is two shirts. So face up with the future squarely, and there'll be no P-square. Realize, child, that your destiny is highly inflammable. So avoid the burner boy, stay clear of the lighter, the Rizzler, and the ganja. Do not jugado. Because Mary J doesn't turn boys to men, it only destroys destinies, child, beyond remedies. Getting you addicted to a leaf called cannabis, wrapped in packs, and so you move from one pack to two packs until the end of time. So let who you are in the light and who you are in the dark, when no one is watching, be identical. Don't be two-faced or hypocritical. If you want to be white, then be white. But if you want to be a blackie, then be black-faced. Don't confuse the world like the sixth son of Mr. Jackson called Michael Jackson. This is serious. Changing faces can be dangerous. So dangerous. So dangerous. See, I could go on and on, repeating my chorus like Busta Rhymes. But this time, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. So like Olu, maintain your integrity. Even if your fame doesn't sound as loud as the Sultan of Brunei. Learn. Learn. Learn from the stories of great men in the Bible. Learn from the life, in bracket, the Aye of David. Oh, when he was young, he was wiser than whiskey, cause he was banking on God's W4. Cause will, wisdom, wealth, and warmth. That's all you need to become a sunny king. You don't need to wear ice to become a prince. Just obey my simple instructions and you will shine brighter than a solid star. Cause God has made you a star. Above all, my child, dream. Dream in many colors. Dream in several flavors. Cause dreams are so powerful. See, your dreams can take you beyond seas. That's a fact I know well. I know sometimes dreams don't make sense, but see, your dreams can help you make more than 50 cents in a second, and in 1 year that would amount to more than $15 million. Yes, $15 million. Therefore, my child, BYD. Yes, BYD. Believe your dreams, behave your dreams, and become your dreams. BYD. Surprise. Say so.
There is a glass on the door, invisible to call. It restricted my blessing, held them in one accord. I can feel the limitation and hang up on my job. It's dealing with my patient, it's so bad I can't ignore. I'll break this glass to pieces, leave it shattered on the floor. I affirm that I am resilient, all my things restored. Oh glass of limitation, let my people go. You can't stop the ocean, it will break through with a force. Oh glass of limitation, let my people go. You can't stop the ocean, it will break through with a force.
It's glass, I can't see it but I can feel it. The limits, the restrictions, and the rejections. I can't stop now, too late to turn back, too far gone, and I don't want to live a life of regrets. It's glass, it talks, it writes. Sometimes it says no, most times it is silent, but the silence hurts more, makes my brain fuzzy and heartbroken. But still, I rise, so I can't stop now, I've got a life to live. It's glass, and has various titles and hides in plain sight. Sometimes it talks in colors, yet pretends to be normal. Doesn't care what you bring to the table, it just doesn't want you at the table. But a man's gift will always make room for him and bring him before great men. It's glass, and it's a wall. Sooner than later, it's coming down. It can't break me like Hulk. I smash! Not sure the pressure point, so I'm squeezing and smashing all points. Something's got to give, I don't know how, but I know why. I'm born great, so ready or not, I am breaking through.
Oh glass of limitation, let my people go. You can't stop the ocean, it will break through with a force. Oh glass of limitation, let my people go. You can't stop the ocean, it will break through with a force. Trust me, I've got bad kings, the loss are me. I know my king, pull the right string, ping pong. Glass on the floor, eyes on the ball. Desolation, we smash on the jaw. No giving up, limitation, bow for the Lord. That is a call, motivation, can't give it up, can't give it up. Waiting, I don't see, telescope, can't afford. The emotions like to swing, so it goes back and forth. I remember Ezekiah, he said go top it up. Then he doubled like a veto, even death, there is all. The darker, the brighter, like David, the fighter. Whistling shot Goliath, when faced with the fire. I said drop will conquer, the lion, he has a big head, but he cannot defeat us. So rather man chill, tell the mountain, move around things. This is God's will, see I know this. Oh glass of limitation, let my people go. You can't stop the ocean, it will break through with the force. Oh glass of limitation, let my people go. You can't stop the ocean, it will break through with the force.
Fanboy no pimples, unique but simple, perfectly created, specimen you wish you dated, admired and envied, loved, sometimes hated, see it, feel it, so bad you want to own it. Fanboy no pimples, face flowing with dimples, one pouch or six packs, still moving with impact. Never outdated, always ever rated. Nerves you can flow with, nerves you can groove to. Kola Tola, Shola Bola Lola, Tunde Jide, Olumide Olamide, Dapo Shupo, Bayo Tayo Dayo. Fine boy no pimples, unique or simple, wonderfully created, you wish you dated. Sometimes a phantom, never a bad demon. Fine boy, no pimples. Fine boy, no pimples. Fine boy, no pimples. Fine boy, no pimples.
Fine boy, no pimple. Like a snake creating paths on a rocky mountain, you have stayed true to your hustle. Blood, sweat, and water, you keep your legs on the throttle. You've studied the book of romance, you and your dreams are always in the cuddle. Over and beyond, you always do all you need to do. Fine boy, no pimple, never lose your smile, never hide your dimple.
I know the fight them say I be like Bruce Lee, cause my words are wicked and deadly. Speed of thoughts faster than the Jet Li. I'm always on point cause I the sniper's Wesley. Call me this, call me that, I'm the best of my kind, I no be copycat. See, I ride on words like Lexus, they call me Lexicon. My words are deep, rich and true, like the valley of Silicon. I am born of the greatest, call me Capricorn. Greatest of all time, I'm the king of words. My words take me high unto the sky. That's where I fly, that's where I shine.
My name now Lulu. I ain't no king from Zulu. Words are my tools, making you feel so cool. My words take you to school, enough to educate fools, because God is on my side, taking me on a ride. So why shall I shy? My words are never run dry. I flip my thoughts like a lance, enough for you to reset a balance. If you give me one chance, I'll kiss words and make them dance. Because Molegon or me Oleku.
Greatness is a gamble, and I always take the bet. I still believe in the dream, and I haven't stopped fighting yet. I see too many people use marriage as early retirement, and sure, having kids is nice, but 140 million people have children each year, and only 18 win a Nobel Prize. So what else are you doing with your lives? Me, I refuse to survive. I reject the factory settings, the way it's always been done. I'm getting tan in the rain and drenched in the sun. The path to genius is paved with rebellion. That's why I believe in God, but never in your pastor. Christ died to be the bridge, what do I need Noah's Ark for? And I can walk on water without getting wet. I don't want to be the crowd, I want to be one of the 12 that Jesus sent.
Whereas breakbeats have been the missing link connecting the diasporic community to its drum-woven past. Whereas the quantized drum has allowed the whirling mathematicians to calculate the ever-changing distance between rock and stardom. We do hereby declare reality unkept by the changing standards of dialogue. Statements such as, keep it real, especially when punctuating or anticipating modes of ultra-violence inflicted psychologically or physically, will henceforth be seen as retroactive and not representative of the individually determined is. Motherfuckers better realize, now is the time to self-actualize. Studies show that when a given norm is changing to face of the unchanging, the remaining contradictions will parallel the truth. Equate rhyme with reason, sun with season. Reject mediocrity. Your current frequencies of understanding outweigh that has been given for you to understand. The current standard is the equivalent of an adolescent who's sick to the diet of an infant. The rapidly changing body would acquire dysfunction if formative symptoms and could not properly mature on a diet of applesauce and crushed pears. Light years are interchangeable with years of living in darkness. The role of darkness is not to be seen as or equated with ignorance, but with the unknown and the mysteries of the unseen. Thus, in the name of Robeson, Godson, Hurston, Akhenaten, Hatshepsut, Blackfoot, Helen, Inan, Kahlo, Kali, the Three Marias, Tara, Lilith, Lord, Whitman, Baldwin, Ginsburg, Kaufman, Lumumba, Gandhi, Gibran, Shabazz, Shabazz, Siddhartha, Medusa, Guevara, Gurdjieff, Rand, Wright, Banneker, Tubman, Hamer, Holiday, Davis, Coltrane, Morrison, Joplin, Du Bois, Clark, Shakespeare, Rachmaninoff, Ellington, Carter, Gay, Hathaway, Hendrix, Cootie, Dickerson, Ripperton, Mary, Isis, Teresa, Hansberry, Tesla, Plath, Rumi, Fellini, Michaud, Nostradamus, Nefertiti, Larocque, Shiva, Ganesha, Yemaya, Oshun, Obatala, Ogun, Kennedy, King, Four Little Girls, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Keller, Biko, Perone, Marley, Magdalene, Cosby, Shakur, those who burn, those still aflame, and the countless unnamed. We claim the present as the present, as the hereafter. We are unraveling our navels so that we may ingest the sun. We are not afraid of the darkness. We trust that the moon shall guide us. We are determining the future at this very moment. We know that the heart is the philosopher's stone. Our music is our alchemy. We stand as the manifested equivalent of three buckets of water and a handful of minerals, thus realizing that those very buckets turned upside down supply the percussive factor up forever. Let your children name themselves and claim themselves as the new day, for today we are determined to be the channelers of these changing frequencies into songs, paintings, writings, dance, drama, photography, carpentry, crafts, love, and love. We enlist every instrument, acoustic, electronic, every so-called gender, race, sexual preference, every person as beings of sound to acknowledge their responsibility to uplift the consciousness of the entire fucking world. Any utterance unaimed will be disclaimed, will be maimed, two rappers slain.
Last August, I was given the opportunity to be a teaching artist. I grew up loving to be a teacher, wanting to be a teacher, and so I jumped at the opportunity. And now every Monday morning, I wake up at 5 a.m. To take a shower, to get dressed, comb my hair, brush my teeth, jump in my car and head on the 5 freeway north. The first time I arrived at the campus, it was still dark outside. So I sat in my car, turned on the music, and just waited. And as the sun returned from its hibernation, I noticed the kids start to show up. Reluctantly, like tucking in their shirts, taking off their shoes, and loosening their waistbands to show the security they didn't have any weapons. After that, they're wanded down. There are also no logos allowed on campus. The only colors they could wear are black, white, and gray. So the future seems bleak to them, or at least the color scheme is. When we arrive in class, they start to ask questions. I tell them my name is Sheehan. They can call me Sheehan because Mr. Van Cleef sounds too formal in a place with this many rules. I look around the class. I tell Justine to get off her phone. She doesn't. I say, remove yourself from your superficial electronics and live in the moment we're in. Plus, I'm talking and it's just plain rude. So she puts the phone away. I tell Edwin to tell us what he did this weekend, and he stands in front of the classroom. He nervously walks up. I tell him to breathe, to calm down, to silence himself, but not for too long, because silence can drive you mad. When he asks what I should do, I say, evoke feeling. He says, what does evoke mean? I said, to bring out of someone, to bring out a feeling, to make someone feel. I say, if he needs to, he can yell or he can curse. And he's like, so you're saying I can say fuck? And I say, you need to know who you're talking to. It's important to know. This is the crutch of the universe. I tell them, I try to define things in terms of life, in terms of their understanding, so they get it, so we have something in common, and to create a connection. I ask them to ask questions because the fastest way to make a connection with someone is to resonate with them. I point my finger to the sky. They follow it with their eyes. I tell them to reach for what they tell them they can't touch. It makes them believe in the impossible. And then, while they focus on my fingertip, I slap them with the other hand. I say, don't focus on the distraction. It will only come to define you. I tell them their stories are valid, that without their stories, the world isn't that interesting. They say it's hard. I say consistency is a skill. It's not inherent. They start to believe. I ask Vanessa who she's closest to. She says it's her brother. I say, who's older? She says they're twins. Again, I ask who's older. She says he is, because he was born in December and I was born in February. And I'm confused. I have questions, because I've never heard of that before. She tells me it's called delayed interval delivery. It's when twins are supposed to be born, but only one comes out, the other isn't ready, so they patch the mom up and just wait. And I tell her, she has now become my teacher. I tell her to be proud of her story, to be bold in how she shares it. At snack break, Angie asks me to play chess. She beats me. I ask her for a rematch. She declines. She walks away smiling and proud. After break, I ask Adam what his best friend would say if he told him he loved him. He says he would probably say, you're gay, and laugh. I ask him, what if you kept saying it? He says he probably say it back after a while. I say, do you know why? He shakes his head. I say, it's because everyone wants to feel loved, to feel a connection. There are connections everywhere we look. It's the guy, I've watched this in Whole Talk, in the back updating something that doesn't need to be updated right now. It's the lady here holding the arm of the person next to her. It's a physical connection. So which connection are you most likely to be connected to? Now, I'll pretend to read off of the confidence monitor, which isn't moving, so I will use my phone. I will use this to create a belief that I needed something to be connected to. A security blanket, just in case I forgot, which I did, what my talk was supposed to be talking about. But how can I forget what I'm connected to? The world, my family, my friends, their students, their stories. I tell them like I tell myself every day. Tell your friends you love them every day. Smile a lot. Laugh at inappropriate times. Do whatever you need to do to remain connected, because the world will give us enough reasons to disconnect. And I don't have time for that, and neither do they. All we have time for is a connection. Welcome to the age of spiritual machines. Ever connected to a virtual reality that has replaced the real need for connection? Download to upgrade your new consciousness. Upload it into your new smartphone. The Disconnect Superhighway brings us closer to our jobs, further from our lives. We've got to be stronger, smarter, and faster in this new world, because the world doesn't spin fast enough for the people living in it. A world where kids experience life 0 to 60 by 25, while others get 25 to life by 18, still waiting to be saved, where we can't seem to save ourselves from the constant state of chaos we choose to still live in. See, we have such a high tolerance to suffering, nothing ever seems that bad. But in the quest for peace, we realize the word is just a word when there's no meaning behind it. But it's time to reclaim the reset button and reconnect to the people that make life worth the experience. See, somewhere, a heart waits to be touched. A soul needing fulfillment cries out, but no one hears it. The problem is, sometimes we forget the reasons for anything. And something is always worth remembering. So let me be the one to welcome you to a world of humble hearts, a place where we exist in an uphill battle we define as life as we know it, an ever-present struggle so casual we refer to it as everyday life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Welcome to the new world.
My anxiety and I have what some people might call a friends with benefits relationship. We have no love for each other, but she still just like fucks with me sometimes, you know? We moved in together some years ago. We have inside jokes. Like when I say, I'm gonna go talk to that person over there, my anxiety looks at me and is like, bitch, please. My anxiety is the reason I didn't talk to you. She's possessive. She doesn't like me talking to other people. She's irrational. Because of her, I'll take the long way to my building to avoid someone I already passed by twice, because I don't know if it's acceptable to say hey a third time. Because of her, I don't correct people at restaurants who get my order wrong. I just eat it. Because you know, maybe sweet potato fries are what I wanted, but the broccoli you gave me is what I needed. Thank you. Because of her, I take the long way to my building to avoid someone who kinda looked like my ex-boyfriend. Because whenever I hand her the aux cord, she makes sure to play back all the times he told me no one else would ever want me. Because of her, I still think no one else will ever want me. I constantly wonder what happens to a black girl who is too anxious to ever feel like magic. Can she still fly? Can she still be fly with wings that tremble? Can she forget the lifestyle of an ant, that feeling that no matter what she does, she is in danger of being crushed? And my anxiety doesn't like to be made into metaphors, but what I'm trying to say is she is constantly reminding me of how easy I am to crush. As I speak, I am pushing against her weight on my shoulders, and that is why I shake sometimes. I have to fight to stand up straight, stop rocking. She and I picked out this outfit together. Something that dries fast. If I am sweating, it is because doing this poem feels like fighting a boxing match that you can't even see. And I am determined to knock her out. I have been fighting her for control of our house for years. Fighting not to crack, stop rocking, don't shake, breathe. I think The reason my relationships don't work out is because no one knows they're signing up for a threesome. I understand. I know how hard it is to live with both of us. When we don't like feeling out of control, when we don't handle conflict well, when we don't handle being yelled at well, when everything you say to us will be repeated and deconstructed and analyzed in our head a million times after, and if I am silent for a while, it is because I have to fight with her before I can fight with you. I've tried to cut her off before. I cannot. We do not handle separation well because of our parents, I mean our ex, I mean our friends, breathe. So I guess my anxiety and I have just learned to live together. She's the longest relationship I have ever had, and as everyone leaves, she is the only relationship that I can count on.
As we discovered more definitions for hate, in the same vein, we have to hold L to find love in the dictionary. This life is becoming so, so ordinary. We breathe in short air into lungs and wait for too long to make money out of life that is too short. You have shortcomings and I'm waiting for my shot. I guess that makes the two of us, but it's more than two of us. The 10 in the messed up mental image that reflects our neighbor. Face me as I face you, this must be compound error. I'm not good with framing, I always paint a bigger picture. With this image, you could've bought me in with a gift. Cut up in the struggle, they told the boy, wait for your shot, wait for your shot. You see why you couldn't run from the bullet when the shots came. Now he's on the floor in a pool of blood. Somebody told him wrong, somebody told him wrong. Death is forever generous since Cain, unable to let leave. What's your belief? Tell me, how can you animate the same thing? You don't want a life, welcome to my life. I chose to wear canvas, matched on paint of many colors. Proud to say my footprint will not be scared to display God's given talent. My big homie said I'm the definition of walk of life, cause I work it like I talk it, and I put money where my mouth is. Greatness lies in simplicity, and this is recipe for audacity.
My recipe for audacity. I speak words springing from a hollow place, deep within the soul of the city. And my words pretty, my words pretty. The dreams of a new beginning encapsulate the thoughts that stream in the silence of spirits of the multitude who call the city home. We call the city home. We roam the city lone. I roam the city lone, traversing county lines like those saddled with a duty to keep city lines. Give me mines, gold mines, mine gold mines, where the weak nag, the meek lag, the strong use no tag. Rude boy coming with a duffel bag, taking what's yours, was yours mine, 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 was yours mine. In the silence that becomes our truth, we believe in the fallacy of our thoughts. A new generation rises its head high, unafraid. We day will not be shortchanged in poetry, in music, online, in the streets. We wear our audacity boldly. This is our recipe for existing, for living and owning what's ours, the world's ours, just because, the audacity.
Ahamefuna was a name given to the firstborn son of a great man, Ebu Bedike. He was wrapped with green leaves at his birth, a practice of the culture of his people. His cheeks contouring into a glorious smile as if reflecting the brightness of the sun. Ahamefuna grew up strong with the ardent desire to sustain the good name of his father. Ahame Funa passed down values and morals from his mother and mother's mother to his offsprings. He mastered his mother's tongue and taught his siblings. One cloudy morning during his training, with sweat on his face running down to his tummy, he felt uneasy and fell from a high heel. He had his back flat on his lap, felt the slap, but smiled back at the friendly sky that seemed to urge him on. No matter how many times he fell, he always stood up to walk on. Body well built with muscles, Ahame Funa became a famous warrior, filled with visions and innovations, serving humanity with respect and excellence. But one day, his father died. Yes, things fall. But when things fall apart, a new path is created on which the mighty tread upon in beautiful robes of green. Green, green is life. Green is big. Green is abundance. Green is forever new. For what shall it profit a man if he paints the whole universe with all colors but green? That would be mean, because green means freshness, peace, greatness, his highness is the king of the color jungle, who rules with integrity, tenacity, and pure service. Green is consistent performance, a definition of true legacy, because the journey of a million miles begins with moving the leg I see. And just like Ahame Funa across the mountains and the seas, sustainability we shall seize. We gon' act like green patients with a green disease. To protect the wildlife, we need a green life, free life, play five, plant trees and threes and fives. Forest fires should be forbidden, like the living forbids funeral pyres, burning tires, and the name of jungle justice is nothing but a quagmire. Monkey we no like banana, no get mana. True sons and daughters of the soil are master planners. So we reduce greenhouse gases to ashes and get them dumped by the side of the road that leads to the school of green classes designed for the masses. We say no to deforestation and reckon afforestation, because we are for restoration. Renewable energy in all nations, preserve the plantations and pay attention whenever the term global warming is mentioned. Let's raise our voices for a true acclamation. Time is now, so when you go 6 feet down, what will be the news in town? Your name is the sweetest sound. Ahame Funa, Ahame Funa, a good name is priceless.
Let these slay queens keep on slaying ghosts they will never kill. And the players keep on playing games they will never win. To the blessers, your blessings will remain curses. Your blessees will drive your hearses through your graveyard fences. They are many, but we are few. Those who choose to care. Those who love like we mean it and take relationships to be more than a 3 months love affair. Commitment has never been fair. But we know the importance of forever. For better, for worse is the hardest thing ever. We are young, but brave enough to love. Brave enough for a more. For better, for worse does not scare us anymore. We are the select few who stand by you. We are the select few who run with you. We are the few who stick to our partners like glue but detach when they want us to. We turn our hearts into homes for you. Our love turns into a shelter only meant for two, three. Him, her, and God is the landlord of these households. With him, agape triples. We are the couples whose love quadruples in every cuddle. Each time we couple, we are the future and spouses who turn ounces of weakness into floods of love. Breakups be pouncing up, but we will be bouncing back. Careful, but not afraid to love back. We are the few who offer our hearts, no matter how many times they are shattered. Who offer our spines like trust, no matter how many times they are crushed. We know love hurts, but we love your scars. We know love cuts, but choose to do so anyway. Choose its blade anyways, bleeding. Like Jesus, our arms open wide, we sacrifice for you. part oceans for you, crack lion jaws just for you. Few can do that for you, whose heart keeps humming the tune of love, even though the world is tired of listening. I'm talking to you, who keep choosing love, no matter how many times your heart breaks in two. You are the select.
The select.
The select.
The select.
The select.
The select.
Few. Few. Few.
I saw her at a table alone with her food. I walked over, I said, "Hey, I'm your new waiter, that's cool?" She said, "My new waiter," and looked a little confused. I said, "'Cause if you tell me what you want, I'ma give it to you." She said, "Oh, you think that you smooth?" She said, "Oh, you think that you smooth? What makes you think I'm single and don't got a man?" She cocked her head and locked her hands. I said, "Well, on your ring finger, I didn't spot a rock or band, so it didn't stop my plans, 'cause if it's just your boyfriend, I still got a chance. My name's Cloud and you're a pleasure to meet. Why Cloud? 'Cause the sky is the limit with me." She said, "A quick thinker, you fast, huh?" I laughed some. She asked, "How many women you say this to?" I said, "You the last one." You see, I was saying whatever to get that grin. Obi told me if you could make her laugh, then you could inch on in. I said, "I just found my lover and my new best friend." She said, "You don't even know me." I said, "Well, let's fix that then." I grabbed a chair, started to sit back then. We started chit-chatting till her phone rang. She said, "That's him." I said, "You're about to tell me that's who I don't want it to be? Your boyfriend?" She said, "It's actually my husband, and please, before you go judging on me, I don't wear my ring in public, you see, 'cause I want to feel wanted, and he..." I said, "Doesn't make you feel wanted, it seems." She agreed. She said, "I wasn't gonna sleep with you, but it was sweet to at least speak to you, 'cause my husband doesn't say the things you do. Is that so bad if you enjoy talking to someone that is not your man, and being a flirt is just a natural habit?" She thought the same thing. She felt so ashamed and full of regret, her head down, as if guilt tickled the front of her neck. Tears trickled and dripped a bunch as she wept, and the phone keeps ringing, so she's also covered in sweat. She said, "I gotta go, I shouldn't be here. And he has my location, so you should be scared." I said, "No, for you, I'ma be there." Then a voice enters the room and he stares. His teeth glued and barely moving his jaw. He tells her, "Get in the car." He looks at me and says, "And you are?" I said, "Someone that could treat her better than you are." He said, "You gotta be kidding me. She'll do it to you if she did it with me." I said, "Not if I treat her differently." He said, "Why do you want her so bad?" I know. We want them till it's someone we can have, then all of a sudden it's been there, done that. We get used to people and don't do the things that we used to meet them. I said, "I don't believe you, and that isn't true." He said, "I know it is, 'cause I met her here too. You clearly aren't obtaining a clue, so let's go to the car so she can explain it to you." As we walk out, the waitress shouts, "So y'all not gonna pay for the food?" He looked at me, I said, "Hey, that's your lady, dude." He tossed a few bucks, told her to keep the change. Then he explained that she's insane and infatuated and a flirt in phases and meets these guys till he arrives and comes and saves her. And I thought I had one, I was so annoyed. We get to the car, she said, "I'm sorry, you were uninformed." I said, "But why even be married? Why linger? You have a choice." I extended my fingers, I said, "What's the point?" She said, "'Cause we're swingers, you wanna join?" And now my mind is off to racing. The whole time I'm thinking it's some altercation, but they were spies inside investigating, trying to decide which guy that they should mate with. He said, "We had to see what kind of guy you were first. We ain't want you in it if you didn't value her first. I know it sounds crazy, but it honestly works. It heightens our relationship, 'cause sometimes it's submerged. So you down or what?" I said, "I don't know, man, I'm kinda stuck. So she'll be mine, but not mine. Like, what kind of stuff? Why would you even share your queen? That's sad, dude." He said, "If you had to, imagine, okay, think of your favorite snacks, food. If someone who never had it before asked you to share it or spare it, wouldn't you be glad to?" I said, "No, I would keep it all to myself." He said, "Well, you're greedy and should probably seek help." I said, "Me? Come on with that, bro. First off, she's not food, this is a person." She said, "That's true, but it's a similar purpose. We like sharing, we're not stingy when flirting, so you down or what?" And then I got nervous. I took a deep breath and apologized. I looked in the lady's eyes. I said, "If anything, it's gonna take some time." She grabbed my hand with paper taped inside. She said, here's my number if you change your mind. Thank you.
My brothers, what's your first impression? Does the sight of us leave you guessing, or do you understand the stressing, the aggression, the look of no hope on my niggas' faces, like the Lord overlooked us when he handed down his graces? You see, embraces fall short on the numb tips of street entrepreneurial fingers, stuck in the walls of the project halls where the coke smell still lingers. External blingers is all we can be, cause on the inside we've been given nothing to shine on. And a gig is harder to get than coke, so niggas get they grind on. Cause the TV tells us, aim high, nigga, make all goals lateral. But that takes paper that we don't have, so niggas put their souls up as collateral now. Some niggas reclaim them, some blame them, make an excuse to sell them. But when a nigga goes from not doing to doing, what can you tell them? Not to be a nigga? Shit, I got to be a nigga, that's how I pay the bills. And I'ma do that whether I got to sling this coke or exploit these rhyme skills. See, America makes you an opportunist, and at the same time, they institutionalize you. So the fact that niggas get these big record deals, big money, and then go to jail shouldn't surprise you. That's what lies do. And most of these guys do have raw talent, just infantile education. So the business feeds them all the weed and ecstasy and a little bit of paper to provide some pacification. From all the bullshit frustration they serve you. Meanwhile, they corrupt your perception of what the real is. See, they've taken all our businessmen and made them drug dealers. Took all our messengers, made them rappers, just flapping their jaws, afraid to admit their treason. Took all our soldiers for the cause, made them killers for no reason and being fucked up. Well, that's in this season, so if you're negative, you're positive, and if you're positive, you're called a hater. But I maintain control of my soul, cause I know it gets greater later. And I told y'all the last show, I'm no hater, I just know what the truth is. I've been intertwining this pudding for a year now, so I know where the proof is. It lies in these Midtown Manhattan skyscrapers, where former hustlers sign papers and do fucked up capers by 16 infamous stars at a time. Got them chopping and bagging and serving that shit to niggas 16 bars at a time. And the crime is undetectable by the feds, cause in the heads of our kids is where the track is. And music shoots straight to the soul, it's so potent, so it's much more addictive than crack is. Now, the high is just an illusion, lies and confusion, but just for that rush, just once these young bucks will go through it. So in essence, they're still flooding our streets with thugs, drugs, and killing. They just using these record labels to do it. Taking our heartfelt demos, putting us in limos, trying to fuck up our direction. And most niggas is trained to chase money and pussy, so we fall victim to our own erection. Now, convincing ourselves that we're on our way somewhere where we're not going, but ignorance is bliss, and niggas love this, so niggas take pride in not knowing. We not growing. Nigga, I'll give a fuck how slick you flowing if you ain't showing these kids nothing or adding nothing positive to the earth. See, I've been destined to touch this world since the day I was born. To be honest, fuck a deal. God gives me what I'm worth.
I fuck like it's my only hope because sometimes it is. Sometimes there's no give and the only way I can live is in the eyes of a lover. When the world is torn away, the sway, the only thing that exists are the breaths between me and another. Use it as a substitution for conversations with my mother. Or hugs from my brother. There's many evil things outside, so I'm safe under these covers with the common sense of a 5-year-old when the wood floor creaks. There ain't a monster alive that can make it through these sheets. I fuck like it's my religion because sometimes it is. Unbridled power, refined as fire, just a heartbeat across. To feel a woman down in my soul when she grabs my locks or reads my thoughts or gives me hers. Dual possession, I begin to speak her words. I become the poetry she spits and swallows. The personification of adjectives and verse. We do as libidos commands. Spirits mixing in hands. Stroking, provoking with the rhythm of a voodoo dance. And I worship until she arrives. Eyes and skies split wide with pride. She proclaims her second coming, my obedient God. I lay myself on her altar, cocky and contrite, the perfect sacrifice. We arrange the heavens nightly, any and all surfaces become churches hid in bed. She bites deeply, cause ain't no forgiveness of sin without some bloodshed. Now sometimes it's pleasure, other times it's medicine. Combat veteran, drinking her body like a healing elixir. The whispers of mercy hurt me good, I mean real good, I mean only if you mean it. Only if you seen it when you call on God, making curses, blessings. Motherfucker, shit, that's it, heat, fright, scream, cremate. Hope is not faith in the future, but despair for the present. That's why I keep pressing. That's why I stay confessing. Can't relive lessons, unlearn losing. So using all my gifts, quirks, and talents, I give her the dick like good and evil hang in the balance. Because sometimes it does. I'm trying to save the world through you. Remain wild and uncouth. Shake this matrix disguised as truth. The proof, praying the loving is so good in here. It might change something out there. Yeah. Find the recompense. Fuck until Donald Trump makes sense. It's fuck until there's good news on CNN. It's fuck until there's a Black Wall Street again. Until we start remembering what our real names are, back when we called each other by stars and played in constellations and conversation with chakras. Fuck until they see a connection between American gangster and a love supreme. The greatest illusion of our world is separation. Understanding that arrogance is just another word for masturbation. Evolution is described in the first 6 days of creation. If you build it, they will come. It's not just a saying. And it's not knowing how to wait, but learning when to act. That's true patience. So let's fucking say they understand that. Knowing that they may never, but if we going anywhere, we gonna have to come.
Just dialed is unable to answer the call at the moment, and please don't bother to leave a message after the tone. I heard he's talking with the devil and he's never coming back to hear it. Ring one. Hey Derek, you constantly bust my brain with these your sayings that are insanely not so sane. Anyways, I called just to tell you prom was fun, and also you were wrong about the boy I told you about whom he said would use me and then dump, cause we kissed under the moonlight and he told me that he loved me. For my heart to surrender with doubt because of the words that you told me. Never trust a man because we are all hungry. But my love for him is strong, and even though you might tease me that his love has got me blind, I put it to you that a heart starved of love leads to a crazy psychopathic mind. Besides, we already have one of that in our family and I'm not about to join you. And even though you smiled, joked and laughed it off, all that your suicide talk really got me scared, cause I looked into your eyes hoping to see a bluff, but what I saw was nothing more than a soul who sees death as his freedom from despair. They say the eyes are the windows to the soul, but as I looked into yours, all I saw was hollow. Now the pain from the loss of my best friend that I feel is now turned to fear that you want to take you from me. So I beg, if you have nothing to live for me, live for mom, live for your nephews and niece I'll bring to the world in the future, live. So I don't cry every time I tell them about my favorite troublemaker. Click. The glow number you just dialed is unable to answer the call at the moment, and please don't bother to leave a message after the tone. I heard he's talking with the devil and he's never coming back to hear it. Ring two. Amigo, waiting this up. How your matter be? You don't reach 4 days when we never see. But you don't forget, see, now you talk, say you go call in three, but forget that side, just tell me how's it gonna be. Cause I don't follow Alajian, and he talk, say he did down, so contact your wife, City Connect, cause all eyes in your hands now. Time waits for no one, so why should we wait for time? Life's a continuous race, you can't slow down, man, even when you see the finish line. And as I say, you be street boy, you understand the pain, blood, sweat, and tears of a hustling African. And the street soldiers that fall daily on this paved battlefield, so I walk around with my fall, cause I ain't falling until all my dreams are fulfilled. But it's different dreams for different beings. That's why some wake up with joy and others wake up in screams. But in the end, when we die, I wonder what happens to the cars, gold chains, and spinning rims. Click. The glow number you just dialed is unable to answer the call at the moment, and please don't bother to leave a message after the tone. I heard he's talking with the devil and he's never coming back to hear it. Ring three. Hello? D, before I ask you how you've been, what kind of callback message did you leave on your machine? Cause I know your thoughts are odd, but I thought you believed in God. Your sister told me to call you that you are going through some troubles. Life's a race, son. It's always gonna be hurdles. But man's trouble is lying, leaving the right questions unanswered, but instead go on endless cyclic quest when the real question is, for what purpose was he created? Half of my soul departed when your father died. Departed never to return. And if anything should happen to you, I couldn't bear it, for such pain, even hell's fire couldn't burn. So silence those voices that'll tell you to take your life, for your life supports mine. For the stoppage of your heartbeat grants me entrance into your state of mind. So I ask, is it insanity you wish for me? Picture me, lying on the bathroom floor, drowned in tears, believing this river could wash away painful memories. Eyes, soulless, mind is wrapped in a straitjacket made of chains, for this mind has forgotten what it is to be loved and free. Oh my son, if you think not of yourself, I wonder if you think of me. Click. The glow number you just dialed is unable to answer the call at the moment. Probably because he is standing at the top of a skyscraper, mind delegating whether or not he should jump off it. But this voice, he tells him the answer that he seeks lies at the bottom of the top, if only he will leap. It will all be revealed when from his body his soul is freed. He hears the tearful hymns of fallen angels in the air, and he knows there's no space for his kind of soul here. Eyes closed, head raised to the heavens as a last prayer is sent. But gravity tells me before my prayer will reach God's ears, my soul would have already been damned. Inhale, exhale, inhale, Sela.
Superstar DJ 0213 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at DEEJAY 0213. Let's turn up the bass.